Guys, this is the Moral Marriage Podcast, where if you listen to last week's episode, if you ever doubted if we're real or not, that's the one to go listen to. In fact, I don't share the podcast much on social media. I just share what we're doing, that we have one. I'm going to share that episode. I think it'll be pretty powerful if you didn't listen to it. So today, I wanted to talk to you about... Oh, go ahead.
I would like to right now coin the term narc out.
Narc out, yeah. I narked out last episode. You can hear all about it. And it's because I'm not fucking perfect.
Okay? To me, you are.
But we got it going on.
We do.
Yeah. Oh, this is pretty cool. This is pretty good, actually, because, you know, people think like...
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
Narcissists can't change, and it's not possible. And yes, I had a, what'd you call it? A relapse, narcissistic relapse. I would call that my nice guy. At the end of the day, it's possible to get through it. Look at us. Okay. So go listen to that episode if you didn't hear it. Now, I want to talk to you about fear eating your marriage alive. And I'm very serious about this. The reason I'm serious about this, well, I don't even know what it's like for your women. And I'm very curious. If you don't know this, guys, recently, Catherine and I started, I coach Catherine's women one day a week, and then she coaches my men one day a week. It's been wicked for perspective for the opposite sex. And so I'm very curious. I didn't address this with your women, but my men, had a new guy in the program, wanted to speak about, he can just see the fear in so many men's eyes. And I know that insecurity is a freaking monster. And if you've watched this podcast long enough or listened to it, you know that it's destroying you as a person. And we talk about how that goes into marriage a lot. But I wanted to get your take, honey, on what it's like for the women. Just to recap real quick for the men, it literally rules all their decisions, like absolutely everything. So what do I mean by that? It means like they're afraid to come into the home. They're walking on eggshells. That's why I say sweep up the fucking eggshells. Like you can't even show up. You're so afraid that she might be in a bad mood that it's, you know, are we going to have a good conversation? Is she just going to get yell at me? Is there going to be no sex or intimacy at all again? And this fear is ruling the men. I wanted to know what it's like for the women in your program.
I think there is fear, but it's not the same type of fear. It's the fear of doing what he needs. So it's parallel.
Okay.
It's parallel, but it's, I think because of the gender difference and the power imbalance, it's scarier for the women, because if the women freak out, it's emotionally scary for the men. If the women stonewall, it's emotionally scary. They're not going to be intimate. They're not going to get that connection. They're going to be afraid that their wife is nagging, all these sorts of things. For women, they're afraid that their husband is going to be fully and solely in control of any sort of connection, that they're going to yell. And when a man yells, it's different than when a woman yells. You can argue with me if you want to, but men are much scarier than women in general. I mean, if you're one of the few relationships where you as a wife are taller and bigger and stockier than your husband, then maybe there's a difference there. But for the most part, men are broad shoulders, taller, stronger, deeper voice, all those sorts of things. And it's physically scarier, even when it's on an emotional level.
This is such a great topic, because if you get into mental health for men, it's just kind of a new trend, right? And if you guys know anything about me, I'm like, come on, you're responsible for your own choices. Let's go. Okay. And I've had my own struggles, and I deal with the struggles all the time. It's not that I have no empathy for that. It's just that I just believe, really truly believe, that we are responsible for our choices. Okay. And, you know, when I think about fear on that level, so many men are terrified because she is the aggressor. Even if she's tiny little wife, you know, she's so aggressive. She's so mean, and they're so broken emotionally. My take on that, and I'd love to hear your take. My take is that as a man, you need to be not narking out like I did, but you need to be in it. Control of your emotions. And again, if you haven't followed Moral Momentum, join the program, download the app and join us. I'm sober 6 days today because I'm never drinking again, because that's how it happened. That's how it came out. Okay. And anyways.
Proud of you, baby.
Thank you, honey. And so, listen, I realize as a man, this can be, I'm not even going to say scary because it's your tiny little wife. And I do make that joke. What are you afraid of, your little wife's emotions? Right. I'm Catherine, bigger than Catherine. Right. Like, so I shouldn't be terrified of her. Right. Even.
And she, are you terrified of me?
No, I'm not. Okay. No.
Imagine buying our
time. I don't know if I was ever afraid of you, but no, I don't want to see you narc out, because I've seen you mad and I've seen you retaliate. And yeah, no. Listen.
This is why people are afraid of their tiny little wife, because
one narcissist in the family is enough. Okay. So I think that a lot of men are so broken. You don't know how to be a man, and we're all expected to be a man and woman in a relationship without the proper skills, bad role models. And you know, this is something that I'm very passionate
and
about.
And women thinking that they need to stand up for themselves, women thinking that they need to be equals. Yes, we are equals in a lot of different ways, but there is a hierarchical leadership role that men are supposed to fall into. So I think that's one of the misunderstandings too, is that women are constantly trying to compete with men when we have a different role. Men and women are not the same. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I'm so glad you did. I love where this is going now, because if you think about it, so if we talk about the rise of women and then the rise of feminism, right? And we think about how men start to go, well, fine, if you want it to be equal, then it should be equal. But yet we're still trying to do this domesticated freaking thing. You have to learn to relax into the feminine or the masculine. I don't know if you say relax in the masculine, actually, but
you have to step into the masculine, you need to relax into the feminine because of the way society is described both.
Yeah. Like if you think about it, this is now, there's no such thing as toxic masculinity. It's just toxic people, male or female. But if you think about it, masculinity, this new movement, which is not new, but it's like more predominant. There's different versions of it. This is all in competition to when women had to rise up with feminism, which is all in competition from when men were dominating them. Like, enough is fucking enough, man. Like, we're all trying to live our life without the ability to know how to even express your needs and communicate properly. Of course it's fearful, because we all have a heart. Like, let's use all the guys that complain on social media. Like, huh? You don't want to be fucking loved too? Like, you got to give your head a shake. This is the dumbest thing on the planet. Oh, fuck, women need to, and women, you have your own version of that too. Like, what happened to just being your best? What happened to being authentic and true to you? What happened to saying, I actually don't know how to communicate this, but I'm missing something, and working through it? That's sort of what we did after my episode.
Narc out.
Yeah, my narc out.
Fuck. I love
ooh,
it.
That guy. Okay, so.
See guys, how we laugh at it though, guys?
That's the thing. There's so much more for everybody.
Yeah, it's so important to get past whatever you're going through and connect with each other, because no matter what, in the beginning, you did connect with each other. Whether your husband's a narcissist or not, you loved his narc.
Or even if your wife is, you loved hers. Actually, you said it perfectly way back then. We were nowhere near, I think, the level that we're at right now, right? And I mean with education and learning.
Our marriage, we grow every single day. Case in point, narc out on Saturday or Sunday or Monday, whatever day it was, I don't know.
That's why failure creates success, guys, right? Like, we can be all down on me. She can be all down on me. Or we can push. Gotta go. So.
Well, you were going to say that I said something a while ago.
Oh, you know, we get bad raps as narcissists, right? Fucking assholes, you'll never change, this and that. But you recognize something. It was, I got more love to give than anybody in the world. In fact, what I used to say was,
I was put on this planet to love.
Yeah.
And I called BS. Not to swear these days. I'm having a struggle with it, but I'm trying my best.
Doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, baby. But he used to say, I'm put on this planet to love. And I didn't understand, because yes, he could love bomb. And yes, he could make up for things with love. But what I was experiencing from him wasn't love. I was like, you have a really interesting way of expressing.
Well, let me clarify. So much love, but undermined by all the garbage.
Undermined, yes. Right?
And so what you do have to understand is what she figured out later was, oh, he is put on this planet to love. He didn't know how. And so if you're struggling, and guys, forget narcissism for a second. if you're struggling with even just somebody who doesn't know how to communicate their feelings, that's really why we get frustrated. Anger is secondary. It just is. Look it up. And the problem is you think that's what you're sitting in, and that's why you blame. But that beginning that Catherine was just talking about is you did. You knew how to love. You knew how to validate. You did that because everything was perfect. That's why we talk about giving so much. That's why we talk about affirming so much and all these other things. You can have that no matter how angry you are. You're capable of it. We saw it. You just didn't know how to deal with it with life's expectations, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And you can't expect, don't come down on yourself because you don't have the skills. Don't come down on yourself because you don't know how to deal with it. The reason that we are doing what we are doing right now today for the last 2 years is because we also didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. We had to learn the skills, and now we are transferring the skills to you if you'll allow us. So it's nothing to feel. We don't want you to, we'll say swim in guilt, swim in shame, live in your pain, play in your pain is something that you say. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to do that. We want you to acknowledge it. And then we want you to move forward. And we have the tools. We have the skills to teach you the tools because we've been there. We're not coming out of some place of pure theory. We're coming out of a place of, yes, theory, but also wild experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'll touch on that a little bit because I think it's really important. We're not going to blame you for not understanding. In fact, we don't hold anything. One of the first things I say on a call or soon into a call with somebody is, wait, sorry, our puppy is going nuts. One of the things that we say is, there's nothing that you could tell me that I'll be afraid of. Because if I haven't done it, I've worked with a guy who has. You know what I mean? Except for murder. But, like, I was as bad as they come, right? And so what I want you to understand, though, is this. It may not be your fault, but now that you know there's a better way, it is your fault if you do nothing about it now, whether that's with us or not, like it should be, you're listening to this podcast, but like whether you do something or not is your choice. You can't accept that you don't have the skills because now you know there's skills to learn. That's all I have to say about that. Make a choice and you can go get your life.
When I walked away, I think I heard you say we've worked with everything except for murder.
I haven't worked with murder.
Yeah, I have not worked with murder, but I want to just encourage you guys. If you've done something, if you've been through something that you think no one is going to understand, no one is going to help you through. There are things that we haven't seen before, but we have seen and heard things that you would not believe, and we want to help everybody through it. Now, sometimes it's outside of the scope of our practice, but our practices, I should say, because we both have different skills. If you're like, there's no way they saw it, they would make me feel so bad, try us.
Oh my gosh, I doubt. Like,
try us.
The only time I've never taken somebody to my program is when, or tried not to offer help, is when all they care about is blaming their partner. There's nothing I can do with that. I can try to catch him. If that doesn't work, then I can't. It's not going to work. He's not ready for change.
And I won't work with women who are physically unsafe. I will also, it's not that it's a boundary for me, but if you have more than one partner, we need to discuss what the goals are. If your goal is to have one partner, I can work with you. If your goal is to have two partners, I can't. But we're not going to judge you or shame you.
Oh my gosh, no.
So try us. Honestly, if you want help, if you need help, if you think nobody else can handle it, if we can't handle it, we can probably pass you on to somebody that can. So just try us.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, along those lines, like I get a lot of guys from programs that are turned down. Mm-hmm, jeez, same. You were talking about a woman today that was like that. Anyways, guys, before I go, I want to let you know this wicked, wicked announcement. So in case you don't know and you speak a different language, we now have Moral Marriage Podcast in 12 different languages. The reels are coming out, I think, today. It'd be before you're actually listening to this episode. You should be seeing in different languages. Just search Cast Moral and then look for the language. Guys, this is super exciting. We're in 18 countries with our programs right now. Now we can inspire more people. So please share this podcast. Leave a review. And go find a language that you like, and let's go save some marriages. All right, guys. See ya.